Menachos, Perek, Yud Aleph, Mishnah, Base 11.2. To understand this mission, we have to just remind ourselves of the two levels of sanctity that things like a mincha could have. They can have kedushas damim, the value is consecrated, or kedushas aguf, the item itself is intrinsically consecrated. Now, the big nafkamina, the big difference is that when something has just kedushas damim, what I translate often as extrinsic kedusha, the point is it's just its value which is consecrated. So in theory, if it became invalid or tamei, or you want to switch it, you could transfer the kedusha from item A to item B. Let's say transfer onto coins because it's value and then to a new thing, or just to an, even just to like a barter or exchange, and the kedusha can be transferred. If something is kedushas haguf, intrinsic kedusha, it itself is consecrated, and there's no longer a possibility of it, the kedusha being removed elsewhere. So if it becomes invalid at that point, simply would just have to be sort of burned. Now, things that are fitting to go on the mizbeach, like the ingredients for a mincha, so once they get kedushas haguf, they're subject to three more potential problems and validations. The first is tummy. If it becomes tummy, then like I said, you can't switch it out, so it can't be offered, so it has to be burned. But you also have yotze and lina, which we discussed not so long ago. But anyways, yotze means that if someone with kedushas haguf that is going on the mizbeach or could go on the mizbeach is taken out of the azara, temple courtyard, so then invalidated automatically, it can never come back again. Now it's got to be burned. And lina means if it's left past the deadline, which typically would be the next morning for most things, after you make it, so then it's no longer valid anymore. Also valid has to go to be burned. Okay? Now, how would the ingredients of a mincha get invested with kedushas damim? The answer is through a verbal designation. When one says, this is the flour for the mincha, then boom, it now is invested with sanctity. That's through the path, through mouth, but it's got kedushas damim automatically. How to get kedushas haguf? So there are a few ways. The most simple, straightforward way would be if you put the ingredients for the mincha inside a kli sharis, a consecrated vessel from the base of Mikdash. So then, as soon as it goes in there, automatically it becomes invested with kedushas haguf, intrinsic sanctity. Now you recall, back in the 9th parak, Mishnah Hay, 9.5, we said there's a machlokus regarding the measuring cups for dry measuring, meaning for measuring flour. Everyone agreed that the liquid measuring cups had kedushas haguf. If you put, say, oil inside a measuring cup, it became invested with sanctity right away. But as far as the dry measuring cups, the Isronos used, say, for flour. So we had a machlokus, it had three machlokus, how that kedusha worked. Now that machlokus will now crop up again in our mission over here. When you're making either lechem upon him or the shtei lechem, there's no liquid involved. It's just, there is water in the dough, but that doesn't go into klisharis. So it's going to be the flour going inside a measuring cup, because you need an Isaron or two Isaronos. And if those are, yes, invested with Kedusha, that would automatically make them have Kedusha Saguf, and then more strictures will kick in. If they're not invested with Kedusha, they're not Klisharis, so then putting the flour wouldn't make that have Kedusha Saguf. The Kedusha Saguf would come later on. Okay, so there are actually three opinions in our Mishnah, because we're going to see there's a third possibility of not just, even if the Kalim, the measuring cups for the Isaronos don't have kedushas haguf, still the oven in which the bread is baked could. Okay, so says the Mishnah inside, Echad shtei alechem ve'echad lechem apanim. The halacha is the same both for the shtei alechem on Shavuos and that lechem apanim every Shabbos, that lishasan varichasan b'chutz. They can be prepared off the premises, the base of Mikdash. Lisha is the kneading of the dough, mixing the flour and the water, and a richasan is making into the loaves. That can be done outside, meaning that they haven't got kedushas haguf, because if they did, there'd be a problem of yotze right away, being out of bounds. That being the case, this shita is going to hold, like the Rabbi Akiva shita of 9.5 over there, which is that the utensils for dry measure don't have the status of being klisharis, they don't invest the flour with kedushas haguf, and therefore there's no problem of yotze being out of bounds. Bafiyasan bifnim. However, when you bake them, you must bake them in the premises of the base of Mikdash. The ovens must be, you know, there and baking inside the Azara, because the ovens do have a klishara status. They do invest the breads with kedusha. Kedusha is a guf. Ve'einan dochos es haShabbos. Now, the preparation for these breads do not doche Shabbos, meaning you had to prepare them. If Shavuos falls out on Shabbos, you have to do the baking before Shabbos, okay? And if the lechem upon, which always falls out on Shabbos, then put on, so you have to do the baking before Shabbos. That's at the ton over here. Now, there is a question, which the question is probably stronger than the answer, which is how does this work? Because if you hold that the ovens have kedusha and they give a kedusha to guf, once you bake it, it should now be subject to the problem of lina. And that being the case, you should have to do it on Shabbos, because if you made it before Shabbos, then by Shabbos morning, it already would become invalidated. So the one possibility is that that's just not the case, that, well, it does create the problem, the ovens do create a problem potentially of yotze, they don't create a problem of lina. Why that be the case? That's a good question. We'll discuss a little more in the ninth Mishnah here of the Perek, but what's important to know is l'halacha, the Rambam paskins like this Tana, like this Shita here. So indeed he says that the measuring cups are not invested with Kedusha, therefore the Lisha and so on can be done off-site. The ovens are, and they do are Kadosh, they do convey and imbue with Kedusha Seguf, therefore the baking must be done on premises, on site of the Beis Mikdash, and yet it's not Doche Shabbos. That's the halacha according to Rambam, so we'll have to, you know, square that circle perhaps at a later time, maybe when we see Mishnah Tess or not. But in any case, we have two other sheets here regarding the status of the measuring cups. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Kol Ma'aseyem Bifnim. Rabbi Yehuda says all of the process of creating the lechem upanim, the shelechem, must be done Bifnim, meaning inside the Azara, because he holds that the measuring cups that measure the Isronos of flour are consecrated. They were already shmir with the Shemen and Mishcha. They invest the flour with Kedushas HaGuf automatically, and therefore you must prepare even measuring out the flour and certainly kneading it and onwards in the Azara, because otherwise you'd have the problem of Yotze taken out of bounds, which would invalidate it. On the flip side, Rabbi Shimon Omer, La'olam Hevi Ragel Omar. Rabbi Shimon said a person should like accustom himself to always say the following. Now, that's a strange expression. That Rabbi Shimon's going to hold that the utensils do not have Kedusha, and therefore there's no problem in preparing these lechem upanim, shtei lechem, off-premises. But the point is that Rabbi Shimon doesn't have a pasuk to support this. He just has a tradition. Therefore, he said, listen, a person should keep this tradition alive by repeating in his mouth often. So what's the tradition? That shtei lechem, lechem upanim, ksheros ba'azara, uksheros bebeis pagi. The lechem upanim and shtei lechem can be produced in the Azara, that's fine, but they can equally be produced in Beis Pagi. Beis Pagi was where they produced bread that were produced, you know, that were baked, etc., outside of the Beis HaMikdash, but for use in Beis HaMikdash area. Like, for example, the breads that would accompany the Toda offering, for example. So, the according to Reb Shimon, you can make the Shtei HaLechem and Lechem Upanim also in Beis Pagi, because the measuring cups don't have Kedusha, nor the ovens, and therefore they're not investing in Kedusha, there's no problem with Yotzi at all. And his halacha, like I said, follows the Tanakama, so that means that you must bake them on the premises, but it's not Docha Shabbos, but Yotze, taking it out of the Azara after baking, would indeed present the problem of Yotze. Now, according to Rabbi Shimon, who holds that there's no Kedusha Seguf when you prepare the loaves at all, even after you bake them, so when do they get Kedusha Seguf? The answer is not through Klisharis, but rather through the offering of the Bezichin in the case of the Lechem Apanim. Bezichim are offered, now invest the breads, the lechem upanim, with kedushas haguf, and are eaten by the kohanim, only male kohanim in the Azara. Can't be taken out anymore. And it's the shechita of the kivtzei aseres, the lambs that accompany the shtei lechem, which invest kedushas haguf, invest the lechem upanim, the shtei lechem, excuse me, the two loaves, with kedushas haguf, at which time, again, also they can't be taken out of the Azara.